he drew off a bit to flex his fingers. The other scopes showed ice and sea endlessly below him. Nothing else in the sky. Back to it. Upper. Stamp. Flash. Lower. Stamp. Flash. Over and over. But a shot possible only every 40 seconds. This was time-consuming. Well, he wasn't too pressed for time. Not yet, anyway. Stamp. Flash. Wait. 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 Stamp. Flash. Wait. 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 Those hinges would get cherry red, but they didn't sever. Getting nowhere, in his opinion, Johnny drew off. Then, with a bright inspiration, he took a position above the drone and slightly to the other side so he could fire into the back of the door as it rolled open. He changed his gun setting to broad, no flame, and continuous. He sighted carefully. The next time the door swung open, he stamped on the firing button and sent a string of flashes against the inside of the door. It swung open, open, open. He shifted his plane over to the side gradually as he fired. Despite reverse roll, the door was forced open, 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 and then, despite a 302-mile-an-hour rush of air, suddenly sprang back under the hammering and lay against the hull. Wide open. Johnny stopped firing. The door stayed open. Wide open. Pinned back to the hull. He examined the hinges by throwing the sight to Tella. They were a bit twisted, probably from the shots. It was the hinges that precariously held the door open. Would it close again? Maybe. It was vibrating from wind force. Watchfully, Johnny drew off. His fingers raced on the console as he sought to correct for flying sideways. He got the sequence of combinations that did it. He inched the plane exactly opposite the yawning doorway. Up went the doorway. Down went the doorway. Yikes, this had to be timed. He thought he had better just sit there and study it for a bit. He turned on the plane's lights to get direct visual. You couldn't do this on instruments alone. The black pit lit up. He could see inside. Yes, there was an area just inside the door, a flat platform, probably needed for loading canisters. Ow! Canisters were stacked just in front of that platform. Would they explode if hit in an overshoot? He calculated the distance and combination on the console. Then, with a sudden inspiration, he braced his foot against the magnetic grip setting lever. The jar of any impact would cause his foot, jolted, to set the magnetic skids. He took a deep breath. He looked around him to be sure there were no loose objects. He moved the belted revolver they had issued him so its holster wouldn't punch him in the stomach if he jackknifed forward. The lanyard from the revolver was around his neck. He pulled it a bit to the side so it wouldn't catch on the control console if he pitched forward, for if it did, it could choke him. He laid a soft map case on the upper part of the console, in case his head hit with the sudden stop. Johnny took another deep breath. He adjusted his air mask. He watched the door, his fingers dancing on the console to get in the exact position. He zeroed in on the doorway. Count. 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 How far would the doorway move up after he started forward? He spread four fingers of his right hand across the huge keyboard to the four buttons that would start him. He spread four fingers of his left hand across the buttons that would stop him. Up, up, up. Right hand ready. Punch! The battle plane stabbed into the open door. Crunch! Down with the fingers of his left hand. Stop! Crash! He had not quite cleared the top of the door, and a wide peel of metal screeched away. His foot was jolted on the grip lever, and the grips went on. Johnny's head slammed against the map case. Lights flashed in his skull. Blackness.